From London, we present a thriller for radio by Barclay Mather, The Sand Leopard. The final episode. Surface break.
Straker and Abdul have swum out to the Peregrine to escape Caryanides and the sinister sand leopard. But when at last they approach the boat, expecting to find Sergei, Perry and Ali, it is in fact Casey who hails them and pulls them aboard.
Right. Get his legs round. That's better. Lying down on deck, Abdul, while I get a lamp.
Haji, I'd guess you, son.
Right, get his head up while I give him some of this brandy.
Jigger, right, son?
That's better.
What's
that? Got most of it. The skipper's coming round.
The skipper wasn't out, Casey. He's just tired. Give me another shot of that brandy.
Sure, Geth.
That's better. Yeah. I haven't got any clue. Hey, get me some pants from my cabin, quick, before that woman comes up.
Abdul, grab a pair of pants and a shirt and a couple of towels from down below, will you?
Sure, hard case, sir.
Now, for Pete's sake, tell me what all this means. I thought you were dead.
Who told you?
Caryanides.
Well, maybe he had his reasons, but I ain't.
Well, I saw you go over the side, holding your belly.
It wasn't me belly, luckily for me. Top of me thigh. And I got another through me shoulder. I saw that Landau fella drawing a dead bead on me. I went over the side, all right. I thought a mule had kicked me. I just went down and down. No time to take a breath, see?
Yeah.
Next thing I knew, Abdul is hauling me to the surface.
Abdul went over after you?
Yeah. Must have been a split second after you dived. Anyhow, the others pulled me back aboard the Peregrine, and Abdul's about to go back for you when the Arabs fish you out and haul you aboard their dhow.
What happened then?
When I come back among most present, I raise hell about leaving you, but there's nothing I can do about it. I'm losing plenty of blood. Sergei and Miss Perry keep going down the coast at Terranane. There's a hospital there, see? They put me in and leave me and Ali there, then go away again.
Where's Ali now?
Ali? Still back at Terranane with a great crowd of sheiks.
Where are they now?
You mean Sergei and Miss Perry?
Well, who else?
They're ashore.
What? Well, when did they go ashore?
Shortly after we arrived here. They left me aboard. They sneaked off in the dark in the big dinghy.
Well, why? What'd they go ashore for?
Well, they reckon they're going to land, creep round behind the village and get you out.
Get me? They are sticking their necks out for me?
Kind of.
I don't believe it.
You're the skipper, Geth.
Meaning to say that you do.
Hey. I do, boss. Sorry.
Oh, don't mention it.
I bring it close, Ab.
What? Oh, thanks, Abdul.
Well, whatever else happens, Geth, Abdul has squared accounts. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here.
I owe him a bit, too. Ew. Where are you, Abdul?
Yes, Ab.
Oh, all right. You heard what we've been saying.
Eh, I hear Sam.
Why didn't you tell me that Casey was alive?
Oh, sorry, Sam. I didn't know you think hard Casey Sam go dead.
Oh, all right. I savvy. You've done very well, Abdul.
Thank you, Merbani, Sam.
But Abdul, the fact still remains that you've done bad things, Abdul.
Bad things?
Yes. You knocked me out. And you helped Pete to take my boat.
Oh, Sab, I'm sorry for that. But all things to get it mixed up. Pete come to me and tell me he work for Sergei Sab and Miss Sab. He say he got it orders from them. He say Caryanides, Sergei, and Miss Sab all go working together. I don't worry. I work for Sergei Sab before. He good fella, treat me right. So I do like Pete say. I'm sorry, Sab.
Well, skip it now. Casey.
Yes, Geth?
And the truth now. Just what did those two intend to do ashore?
Well, I reckon they knew where these people would be keeping you. In a tower thing.
Yeah. Go on.
So they were going up the coast a couple of miles in the dinghy. Then they were going to circle round, nobble the guard, and get you out before daylight.
Oh, they were. Yeah, well, they wouldn't have a chance. The place is crawling with the leopard's men. Now that they know we've escaped, the anthill is stirred up thoroughly.
Maybe, but that's what they were going to do, or try to do.
Yeah.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't.
But I tell you, they've gone.
Maybe. But I bet their object wasn't to get me off the hook. They've got some motive of their own.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to wait until daylight. That's only an hour or so off. If they come back, they can come aboard, unarmed. And then I'm going to run them down to Aden and hand them over to the authorities.
And if they don't come back?
Well, that's their lookout. I am just going to up anchor and get out of it.
And leave them here?
Well, I didn't ask them to come
here. Listen, Geth, sure, they grabbed the boat, but it's Carrionides they've been gunning for, not you. Look, they've been pretty worried about you.
Yeah, that's too bad.
They treated me decent. Couldn't have been better.
Yeah, I've noticed. Okay. If they've got enough sense to come offshore before daylight, I won't have to leave them. But they'll come back on board on my terms, and they'll face their trial.
Okay, Geth, anything you say, but don't let's leave them here.
It's up deck or boat coming out.
What? Switch on the searchlight, Casey, and sweep it round till you pick them up.
Yeah.
Where's that burp gun?
Here, two spare clips with it.
Yeah, good. Thanks. Now, keep your heads down. Give me the mic.
Light coming up. Right.
Okay, sweep. Now, sweep her, Casey, slowly.
Yeah.
From left to right.
Yeah.
Keep her going.
Yeah.
There they are.
Yeah, one hand, Dickel.
Ahoy, Pericles! Do not shoot! I want to go!
That's Carrionides.
Carrionides, sir.
All right, Carrionides. Backwater just where you are. Come any closer and I'll rake you.
Casey, sweep the light round from time to time in case there's another boat out there.
Yes, Keith. Yeah.
What do you want, Carrionides? What sort of a mug do you take me for, Carrionides?
Oh, Straker, you can see there is only two of us in this boat. I cannot bail out from here. Some of them chose ashore understand English.
Okay. Paddle in toward us slowly. And get your hands up. Lower them or make a quick move and you'll get it.
What's this bit of skullduggery?
Something.
Keep your eyes skinned all around. Both of you.
Yeah, sir.
All right, Carrionides. That's close enough. Yeah, and keep your hands on top of your head.
Okay. Start talking and make it quick. What do you want?
That's simple. Give us Annie and we call it a deal. You've got your boat. I pay you the rest in cash here. And with a couple of thousand bonus. Then you get out of it. What do you say, Straker?
That's simple, too. You can jump in the drink, Carrionides.
What use to you is Annie? He is not worth a damn cent anywhere except here.
No deal. I'm taking him down to Aden. I want him as a witness in my case against Sergei and Perry.
Oh, are you kidding? What chance you got of bringing them to trial?
I'll bring him to trial, all right, my friend. I've got them both right here, under hatches.
Straker, you make me tired. Sergei and the girl are locked up right where you were.
What?
The sand leopards men catch them half an hour ago.
Damn, what's going to happen to her now?
Okay, I'll make a deal with you, Carrionides. You hand them both over, and I'll give you Allie.
But we haven't got Allie.
Pipe down.
One for one, I trade Sergei. The leopard wants the girl.
No, both.
I tell you, he will not give the girl up.
All right, so he won't. Doesn't worry me, except for the satisfaction. Right, I'm off, Carrionides. Casey, stand by to get the anchor up.
All right.
Wait, Straker, wait.
What for?
I will go and talk to the leopard.
Well, go and talk to him. I'll wait here till 1 hour after daylight. You bring him out here and get him aboard. Then I'll hand Allie over. You don't? I'm sailing.
Oh, I will cry. But do not go, Straker. Do not go.
Do you think he will get? Do you think he'll bring him?
I don't know. Sergei, maybe. But from the little I saw of the leopard, I'm darn certain he'll try and crawfish out of handing that girl over.
Geth, you can't.
Oh, shut up, Casey. Abdul,
That's it, sir.
Come and help me get that other dinghy over the side.
Gee, sir.
What are you going to do, Geth?
I'm going to see how much truth, if any, this monkey Karyanidis is telling. I'm going to take the dinghy off on the dark side of the boat, and I'm going to show
him. I knew you wouldn't leave him, Geth. I knew you wouldn't leave him.
Look, I don't give a damn what you knew or you didn't know. Now, listen to me. You stand by and be ready to move, quick.
I'm coming with you.
Yeah. Casey, only the fact that you are probably a sicker man than I am is stopping me from punching you right on the nose.
Now,
I said, shut up. I am taking Abdul with me, and you'll do as I say. I'll either be back before daylight or I won't. If I am not, you'll sail for Aden and see the police commissioner down there. And Casey, you'll try to give him as reasonably ungarbled an account of what's been happening as you can.
But let me come with you, Geth. Let me
come. Look, quiet, will you? Casey, I want a man with me, not a sentimental old sea-goat who'd sell his skipper down the river for some little tramp who's been cooling his fevered brow for him. Now, how many handguns you got?
These two.
All right, give me one, and the other one you'll give to Abdul. Keep the burp gun for yourself.
Okay.
Abdul, be quiet with that damn dinghy.
Oh, Jehan.
Now, come on, I'll give you a hand. Get off. You got hold.
Acha.
Get her up there. Okay, let her go. Okay, Abdul, I am going to have a look-see for Sergei and Miss Sahib. Now, you don't have to come if you don't want to.
Oh, I come, Skipper Sahib. Very good. Dumb fine good. Only one place keep it prisoner in the village. I know it. I know.
Good. Okay, get in. Give us the guns, Casey.
Thanks. Let me come get...
Will you do as you are told? All right, Casey. Come on, no hard feelings.
I can come?
No, you cannot come. Look, Casey, I have got to have the Peregrine ready to move. And you're the only one that can manage that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, use your head.
Yeah, yeah.
And, Casey, I never intended leaving them. Not without a shot at getting them out of it, anyhow.
Good on you.
Okay, old-timer? Hey, you're going to do as I say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, give way, Abdul.
That's it.
Quietly, keep her out of the searchlight.
Good luck, Geth. Good luck.
There. Okay, run her in. Make her fast to a rock.
Gee, sir.
You got her?
Hey.
Okay, now, which way to the tower?
Straight ahead, sir. Little path up the cliffs, not very far.
Good. Come on, then. We gotta get a move on. It'll soon be light. What about the guard?
Guard, sir? They're no damn good two-mans. Nighttime, come, make it sleep across the door.
Well, let's hope you're right. Oh, and Abdul. No shooting. Not if we can help it.
Oh, no. No fear, sir. Too much noise. Leave it to me. Cut its throat nice and quiet.
No need for that either. Bang it head nice and hard.
Quiet now. Tower. See him, sir.
I didn't realize it was that close.
Little bit cliff stick out. Hiding from sea. Quiet, sir. Door on the other side.
They may not be here, of course. If they're not, we'll have to think again.
See, Sab. One man, sheeting, covering him.
Leave him to me. Good. That'll hold him for a while. Right. Now, where's the other one usually hang out?
Just inside the door. Careful, Sab. Door make it noise.
Right.
He go make him sleep long time now.
Okay, which way now?
Oh, this way, sir. Three step up a little bit. Right. In the door.
It's as dark as a ditch in here. Where are the bolts? Come on, open up, you. Put the torch on, Abdul. Good. Okay. Sergei. It's Straker.
I'm extremely welcome, my dear captain, I can assure you.
Oh, well, let's skip the cordiality. Where's the woman?
Very somewhere close. We were dragged up here together.
Sab. Miss Sab is here.
Right, bring her out.
That's a Sab.
Come on, straight in front of me, Sergey. Down the steps and through the door.
Don't tell me the moody Dane is getting us off the hook.
Look, I suggest that you save it for later. We got to get back to that dinghy and then a mile down the coast to the boat, and it's getting light.
Just so long as you're beginning to see the light.
Shut up! Now go on, get out there. Follow Abdul.
Gladly.
Sab, men coming up path, plenty men.
Oh, I thought it was going too smoothly. Come on, run for it. Get okay. Moving. The boat's down there to the left. Come on, run! Run, can you run?
What? But, Sergey Sab.
Abdul, give me your gun.
Hold it. You're not getting your hands on a gun, you little tramp.
Have it your own way.
Go on. Get in. All right. Come on, Sergey. Start rowing, Abdul.
What about you?
Go on. Damn it, I'm coming.
Sure. Not much to spare, my dear Captain.
Pipe down. You're not out of the woods yet. Those shots will rouse the whole village. They got plenty of time to cut us off before we reach the boat.
Sab, I think it may be if we...
Shut up, Abdul. Keep going. Lord, that's all we needed. I've forgotten that outboard. They're heading off from the gap.
Only a suggestion, my dear Captain, but if one of us could have Abdul's gun...
No, not likely. I can't trust you pair any more than those bums coming out from the beach. If it comes to that, I think I'd settle for them.
Then why did you come back for us?
For one reason only. I'm going to see you both in the dock. Come on, Abdul. Pull! Pull!
That's it, Sab. 3 yards to our one, Captain. We'll never make it.
Anchor! Hold it!
Breaker!
I will let you have it with me, my sheep gun!
Pull,
Abdul! Pull! Oh, thank the Lord for that! Look over there! Casey can use us, even if his gallant captain isn't very bright. He's bringing the Peregrine towards us!
Keep it up, skipper! If those lugs get any closer to you, I'll be able to wake up!
Breaker! I've got a
proper
seashell.
Get off, carrier
dinghy. I'm warning you. Right. Pass your plane. Right. Get it. Give us your hand, Miss Perry. Come on.
Oh, it's good to see you, Casey.
Now you, Sergey. Come on, skipper. Sign up with you. Roger. All right. Come on. Pull away, Casey. Open up. You two get down below. Into the after cabin.
As you say, but suppose you listen first.
Get below, both of you.
I'd settle for the leopard in the preference for this longshore.
Come on, get below before I take a rope's end to you. Come on, Casey. Open her up. Let's get out of here.
Okay, skipper.
That's the Aiden light. I can make out the crater. We'll raise steamer point within the hour. Geth, what's the matter with you? You haven't said a word to him since they come on board.
Ease her back a couple of notches, Casey.
Aye. But we haven't got a lot of time. They don't like small boats coming into Aiden after dark.
It's too bad. Okay, take the wheel and hold her as she is. Since you insist, I shall go below.
Attaboy, Geth.
Well, the Moody Dane, we are honored.
We'll be making the harbor just after dark, and I'm going to land you on the headland just before we get in.
What on earth for?
So you can go to hell your own way. You got any money, Sergey?
How much do you want?
Shut your mouth. I'm talking to your boyfriend.
Oh, listen to him, Sergey, my boyfriend.
Be quiet, Perry, my dear. I want to hear the captain's proposition. Money? Well, I can raise a few thousand in Aden, as Perry says.
How much do you want?
I don't want anything. All I want to know is that you two have got your fares out of here.
And if we haven't, you lend it to us, that it?
No, don't worry. I'm not kidding myself. I'd ever get it back. No, I'll give it to you.
Well, that's extraordinarily good of you, Straker. I don't quite know what to say.
Then don't.
Except...
Except what?
Except to correct a misapprehension on your part, my dear Captain.
Yes?
Perry is not my girlfriend. I don't know what I ever did to deserve it, but... She's my daughter.
What? I don't believe it.
It's true, Captain.
She is your daughter. Your daughter. And you... You would get... Let her get mixed in this kind of... And dope? Peddling? Prison?
Captain. Have you any of that excellent whiskey left? I think we could all do with it.
Listen, Sergei. Now, all I want from you... is that you get off my boat and you take your daughter with you.
By all means, Captain. But could we please ask the favor of a lift right into harbor? It's such a long walk from the headland.
You certainly can. But the police come aboard with the customs and the doctor.
I promise you that you won't be embarrassed. I'm on quite good terms with them.
You're on...
Oh, don't tell the lunk any more, Sergei. He's only got a small capacity intellect. It's bursting at the seams already. Out of my way, Straker. I've got to get our small...
Now, just a minute. There's some explaining to be done here.
I said, out of my way, Straker, you great loon.
Let her pass, Captain. Then perhaps you and I might go on deck to talk a little. It's very stuffy down here. I may be able to do some of that explaining. See, my dear Straker, at first it was just an internal struggle. A few young intellectuals wanting to depose that rather unpleasant despot, the Sand Leopard, and replace him by his somewhat unwilling nephew, Ali.
Yeah, I know that.
But then the discovery of oil made it an international matter and brought Karyanides and his principals into it, and then us. Karyanides offered the Sand Leopard, Ali, and a small fortune for the concession.
With Perry thrown in for a good measure.
Well, he added that little ace later. You see, Perry and I had to try to discover whether the Sand Leopard was playing a double game. More official approaches to him had met with rather unfortunate results. In fact, we only just managed to escape his clutches, hindered very largely that time, my dear Straker, by your efforts.
Yes, but I didn't
know. And then, having got away, we had to go back to rescue you.
Yeah, but I don't understand you. Why didn't you tell me all this in the first place?
Come, come. Would you have believed me? I tried to tell you a little in Marseille and got a table tipped over me for my pains. And anyhow, we weren't quite sure how far you were involved. How deeply committed you were to Karyanides.
What are you talking
After
about?
After all, you had provided him with the boat to sneak the unfortunate Ali into the country and hand him over to the Sand Leopard. We had to assume you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, but I still don't... Now, what about all that business in Casablanca? What about the drugs?
A dangerous and very nasty business. But the biggest ring in the Mediterranean was broken as a result of it.
You were working... Yeah, but she went to prison.
It was necessary to tie up the last strands of it. Actually, she was only in for some 10 days or so. What is it you say, part of the act? It was with the full cooperation of the authorities, of course. Since then... She's been in the States, mostly, keeping out of the way.
Well, listen, who are you? Who do you work for?
The name is Sergei Ostrovich. Call me a white Russian. Who do I work for?
People, Captain.
Just people.
Yeah, but there must be some
organization. I'm afraid I can tell you no more than that. But the Commissioner of Police in Aden will be prepared to vouch for me.
Oh. Well, what happens now?
Now? Well, we fly back to Europe in the first place. Ali will be established in his sultanate by a gunboat or two, I fancy. The leopard will be deposed and confined somewhere. Karyanides will be dealt with, and the oil will flow in the right direction. More than that, I cannot say. Our part is finished. Thank heaven we are never called upon to give evidence. Oh, you will be adequately compensated for the inconvenience you and your charming little ship have suffered.
I...
And Casey and the excellent Abdul, of course.
Well, the hell with compensation. For me. Perry, Sergei. What about Perry?
I can't figure out what kind of a man you can be to let her do this work.
Sometimes a grateful one. Sometimes even a proud one. Always a worried one. Have you ever tried to stop her doing anything she wanted to?
Yes, I have. And I got nowhere. But I'm a trier, Sergei. I am a trier. And I am going to try again.
Try, my dear chap. Try, and you have my best wishes. I mean that. Take her out of this business. It stinks at times. Stinks of blood and gold and oil and politics. Take her into the sunlight. And for heaven's sake, keep her there, if you can.
Harbor light's coming up, Skipper.
Okay, hold her as she is, Casey. I'm going below for a while.
Aye, aye. Steady she goes.
Perry. Perry.
What do you want, Straker?
Perry, you... You...
Bitch!
Now, Perry. Perry, my darling. 6 years of it. Now, why couldn't you have told me?
Tell you anything?
Yes,
I'd rather train dolphins to jive. Now, they're intelligent.
Now, wait a minute. You...
Ken?
No.
Ken. Oh, Ken.
That was the final episode of The Sand Leopard by Barclay Mather. The part of Geth Straker was played by Neil McCallum, Perry by Christine Finn, Casey by Gerald Wells, Karyonides by Andreas Malandrinos, Sergei by Malcolm Hayes, and Abdul by Jeffrey Matthews. Production for the BBC was by Robin Midgley.